して興味ですね。
Discussion. You have something at some point, and just start.
I will ask to the to the closed session. Okay. Good idea. Yeah. To check whether the coffee is ready, so but maybe we can start. Okay, good morning, everybody. So this is now the open discussion, and since it is an open discussion, I just ask you whatever you want to discuss. Is there anything, anyone from the pack, outside the pack? Any comment that you want to make, any issue you want to bring up, please do so. I don't see many, many hands raised up, so, okay, Vadim.
Vladimir Glagolev, who gave a talk about Mutui and Mac, called me today morning and said that I should remind you that was four referees, and all of them except Antonio was very positive with this product, so he wanted
to. You want me to respond to that?
Sorry.
You want me to respond to that?
No. Just inform. Just remind you that there is another background, and also he asked me to say for Hans that your question about Barry scintillator with Barry with Barry. Yes, he said that the news, the new thing that they have, that they looking for slow component and work in in high magnetic field, something like that. He said that it's something new, even comparison with all the well known things. He did not manage to say this for you.
Ah, so he forgot to say that the photomultiplier must work in the magnetic field. Okay, all clear.
When is the fourchette foreseen?
But he said usually people measure fast component. Said that they looking for wanted to extract some information from slow component. So this is the.
I used calcium fluoride and looked for the slow component. It was beautiful.
Yeah, Vadim, just one comment. It's not only Antonio, there is always internal referees for any project presented. Internal referees by default. I have never seen a negative statement, a small criticism, nothing. Is always very good, is always first priority. So, in all honesty, we don't pay too much weight to those.
Final solution about this this situation.
This will be on the closed session.
Okay.
Any issues or comment that anyone wants to raise? Not. What we will do is we will take our coffee break now, and then we will resume the closed session. We will start this after the coffee break. If there's something to discuss in the open forum, we do it. Otherwise, yes, Fuchian. Can you open your microphone?
A completely different thing that I want to bring up, and that's about the user issue. My experience with Brookhaven, for example, that they have a lot of outside people going into the lab and have life there. And Gina, with the MPD experiment coming up in the next few years, we will probably need something more, more kind of a user center for outside people, especially young people coming in. I don't see kind of this kind of support, for instance, people coming in and have life, have support for, for example, kids. If people come in, stay here for a long time, they bring in family, schools, foreign language schools, and those things. It's not as international here as
elsewhere. Thank you for your question. Indeed, we are thinking on that. We had in the past, during the Soviet period, many collaborations, big collaborations, few hundred people, bubble chambers, etc. And we had policy of users as well. Since many times it was destroyed because it was bad time, but now again we have such projects as NICA, as MPD, as Baryonic Meteorite Nucleotron. We expect few hundreds of people for the different period of time coming here. So we have three problems with this. First, accommodation. Then the offices, to have enough place to accommodate office place. To them, for office place, we are planning to build the NICA Center. And concerning the accommodations, we have a few really accommodations. We are investing now to the apartments, which GNR is investing to apartments which belongs to GNR, and for some period of time could be proposed for those user peoples. We are discussing about the international schools. It's more difficult issue, but discussion was already reasoned by Adam Kishel. He wrote a letter to our directorate and in principle it's possible to have the primary school for the language in education in English, like in Geneva, there are several international school exists. We are thinking on that, but not yet started this section, but it's in principle, it's possible. It requires some effort from the management of GNR.
But I would add that joint institute is international organization, contrary to Brookhaven National Laboratory. So we have a long-standing experience with our member states and people coming from these countries, and there are national groups which are organized, and if there are problems, they are raised and the directorate is solving them. So it is not zero.
Can I have a word?
Adam?
A comment on the accommodation. I think from my own experiences, I came here a year ago for my permanent contract. It's been very well organized. And I think the fact that the Joint Institute is providing so far accommodation for people who come here for long-term contract is a significant bonus, a significant maybe argument for people coming here. But I am afraid that some of the people that are potentially interested in these jobs may not realize this. So I think it is important when announcing job openings for GINER to make it very clear and very explicit that the Joint Institute would be able to provide accommodation. That is maybe obvious to people who are here, but this is not obvious to people who are in general international market for scientific positions, and that could be a major factor for them considering coming here.
Okay. So, well taken. Any other issue? Okay, so I suggest then that we take our coffee, let's say 15 minutes, and then we come back here for the closed session. Thank you.